Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Tuesday, Purim, 14th of Adar, 7th of March. Rabbi Gershon Duna Shlita. Does someone resuscitated need to get married again? This week's Torah sponsor jointly, Lili Nishmas Maras Esther Brocha Bas, Rabbi Ayala Asholem Rosnas, whose Yatzah was on Sunday, and jointly by family Wiesenfeld, Lili Nishmas Maras Yenta Bas, Rabbi Huda Yitzchok Akoen, Ole Asholem, whose Yatzah is tomorrow, Shishan Purim.
Shreyach and Purim, everyone. So today I want to discuss a very interesting question. Does one who is clinically dead, now what clinically dead means, I'm not going to discuss because I don't know, and people have discussed it here in the past. Someone's clinically dead, and then a nace happens and they become alive again. So they were dead, and now they're alive. Now that they're alive, do they have to, if they want, assuming they want to stay married to the old wife, are they obligated to do a kiddushin again, or no? They were married before, they're still alive, nothing changed, and therefore they can stay married, I'll do a kiddushin again. Nachmanah, if you want to stay married, do you need a new kiddushin? And I'm number two, can you walk away and say on to the next?
Somebody's clinically dead, is that considered a shish?
That's a shish. We will also discuss whether Eliyahu Hanavi's wife, what happened to her? Eliyahu Hanavi didn't die, and we'll discuss what is the halachic status of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife. We'll try and understand where this, try and find any connection from this to Purim. It's from the Gemara, they quote. We'll also try and. That's fine. It's not fine for other reasons. Yeah, bialocha, etc. And we also try and understand what Shaykh has to Purim. A few people stopped me in the street and asked me if it's a Purim joke, my whole topic. And I really talk about a normal topic. And the answer is no. It's not a Purim joke. It's a very normal Drosh Hashanah. And we'll see. Okay. In the year Tovshin Ayin Vov, there was a very big Talmud Chacham, a big poster called Chathkul Rot, the Karlsberger Roof. And Karlsberger, unfortunately, has subsequently passed away. He wrote Sefer Emek HaTshuva, Yerushalmi Yid, lived in Borough Park, he was a Mekubal, he's a big Meron Yid. And Tovshin Ayin Vov, Reb Chathkul Rot, the Karlsberger Roof, and he was very, very ill. He was deathly ill, and it was touch and go for Tkufa. And Baruch Hashem, he survived, and he came home on Erev Pesach, and he promptly was Mekadosh his wife again. Because he was Chayosh, that he had died in the interim, and he was Chayosh, like our Shaila, someone who's dead, is no longer married, and he chose the option of staying married to his old wife, and he wanted, therefore, to do so up he did. So, no, it is an option. It is an option. Because if you're dead, you can. Oh. If you're a Kohen, there's no Shaila, because you can marry an Amona. But if you're a Kohen Gadol, it's the big Shaila. Had he been a Kohen Gadol, it would be a big problem, because maybe he couldn't marry.
What about the children saying Kaddish? What's
that? In Mechanik Heski Sefer, he has a whole Shuvah about the Yerusha. What happens is the guy who dies, and everyone happy clappy gives out all the money, and then he comes back. It's another shayla, we don't get involved. Okay. And Tziach HaSodeh Chedet Dalet. Okay. And Simon Dalet. So, Karlsberger Reuven was Mekadosh's wife again. So, we're going to discuss, is there any source for this in Halacha or not? Okay. I heard that at the time, the Moshe Sternbuch, Zalzain Gesund, found it very amusing that the Karlsberger Reuven was Mekadosh's wife again, and he sent him a long mazel tov wishes on the chasana and the zivug, the Eliyofazai and the Mitzvah, but he felt it was unnecessary halachically, and let's discuss. So the various, in Shas you find this concept a few times, in Nidud of Ayin you find, the more discusses, number one, whether Lot's wife is still Matama of Tumas Mace, because Lot's wife was a dead person who turned into a pillar of salt, is that salt halachically called a dead person? And the Gemara says, it's a stupid Shaila, and of course it's not a person, it's salt, and therefore it's nothing to do with that. And then the Gemara goes on to say, what about Ben Hashanamis? You have someone who had died, and then they got resuscitated. What would be the halacha with them? If you would touch them, could a Kohen touch a child who had been dead and then come alive again? And the Gemara says, the Pashas, of course they could, because they're not dead now, there's no Tumah now, and the Tumah is only there, called on the person dead, and the Gemara doesn't like that Shaila at all. That's posher by the Gemara, that if you're alive now, you're not Matama. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a Rishon, being down two Gedolim who went to Gan Eden in their lifetime. One was Eliyahu Hanavi, and the other one was, anyone know? Rav Shua Ben Levi. Shua Ben Levi in Ksubas Ayin Zayin Beis brings the whole story. Let's find the story, it's quite a good story. One second. When it was time for him to die, they told him, Malcolm Avis, let's go, bring him back. Also, the Chazaleh, he went and appeared to him and he said, you know, before you kill me, take me to Gan Eden. I'll take you there. He said, okay, but don't do it, give me your knife. I'm scared along the way, you might just use your knife, but I won't make it to Gan Eden. He gave him his knife. They arrived at Gan Eden and he shows him where his place is in Gan Eden. And Shimon Levi jumps over the wall and this, you know, head first leap, and he's now in Gan Eden. And the angel's holding, the man holding onto his cloak, and he says, I give you, I promise you, I'm not leaving Gan Eden. Get lost, I promise you now, I'm not leaving Gan Eden. And the Malcolm Avis don't want to do, because they want to make him over in Shavua. And the Malcolm Avis says, you know what, let's check. In your lifetime, were you ever over in Shavua? And they do a check, and he comes out fine, VAR. And he was never over in Shavua, and therefore fine, he can stay there, and he stays there alive. And then he wants to keep the knife, and in the end, that they give the knife back. And that's the story. Shimon Levi, he goes to Gan Eden without having to die. Okay. Klet Shimon Deshen, what's with his wife? I don't know his wife. Says Shimon Deshen that their wives are muteris l'shuk. Why? Eishes re'eyu v'loy eishes malach. The whole issa is to marry Yenna's wife and not a malach's wife. And therefore, these people are now halachically malachim. They don't live in the physical world anymore. And therefore, there's no problem at all. So we have a first from Maramakim, Shimon Deshen, Mekdam. Someone goes to Shemayim, their wives can get married, no problem.
Are you with his goof, no?
The goof was in Shemayim now. He's now no longer an earthly person. He hasn't died since, but he's still not with us.
He never went through a process of Misa, though.
Correct. That's the Dr. Shustah. Maske. Azoi Paskin, like the Dr. Moshe and the Beishma. But we're going to discuss someone who went to Gan Eden alive. What about someone who died and then came alive again? So, the Be'er Hater brings the Shaila, and he discusses what would be with Ben Shunamis had he been married with his wife. What would be St. Evan Ezra, Simon Yud Zion, in the beginning, they all discuss the Shaila. And the Be'eta brings down that the Ishus is not Poka. You remain married even after you are dead if you come back alive again. So Shaila, he says, if you're not being buried yet, there are others who say even if you've been buried already, they say you still remain married. He brings a raya from Chanina ben Chachanoi. Let's find the Gemara about him. So this is also a nice Gemara. The Gemara brings down that, Chananya ben Chachanoi. Chananya ben Chachanoi was a big masmid. And he went to learn, he left his wife, he went to learn for 12 years in yeshiva. And he came back, and he was a bit stuck, because they did lots of building works in the interim, and he couldn't find his house anymore, there were all these new buildings in the way. So, he wasn't sure what to do. He sat on the bank of the river, a bit sad, and he heard people call to this girl, daughter of Chachinoi, fill your jug and then we'll go. So he goes, obviously, this is something to do with me, yeah? Because my father called Chachinoi, probably this is probably my daughter, and they're calling her after her grandfather, because I'm not around anymore. Probably this lady there is my daughter. So he followed her home. He followed her home, and his wife sitting there sieving flour. And she raises her eyes, and she sees her long-lost husband. And Sava Libo and Porach Rucha. She found the shock of seeing her husband. She says, she died. Omar Lafonov, Boni Shalom, Ania Zu, this is poor soul who waited for me all these years. This is her reward. She dies on the spot. Porach Melei, he said, Pi Hashem, Bechaya, and he came back to life. Says the Be'er Hativ, in the Gemara, it doesn't seem to be any wedding taking place after she came back alive. We can assume from the Gemara that they stayed married, even though she had died in the interim. And we see from there that someone who's dead, the Ishus is Lav, Dafka, Poka. That's when the wife dies. Okay, what about when the husband dies? Is any difference? So now we're going to see Baruch Hashem, the Shaychus to Purim. Until now, you thought a bit of a Purim joke. The Pesachei Tshuva brings a raya from a Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin. Famous Gemara Megillah. Again, for all those who want to get drunk, maybe this might be a tickle off putting. Omar Rav, Mechayiv Inu to Besum Puri Ad Lo Yada Bin Arahamun Baruch Modcha. The Mechayiv to get drunk until you do not know what's happening between Arav Modcha. Okay. Rabbi Rezera of the Sudas Purim Magdodi. They made a party together. Rabbi Rezera had a party. Ibsen, they got rather intoxicated. Kom Rabba Vashachte the Reb Zeir. He killed him. Reb Zeir is no longer. Lamacha Boy Rachme. He felt a bit upset, so he davened. Vache, and he came alive again. Roshana, next year, he said, listen, last year was such a fun party. Let's have a reunion. Amalei, nice imav, now the Purim Badaloji. Amalei, no, please, not Nissim. Nissim don't happen every year. I prefer to keep my distance. Ad kan the Gemara. And the big machlokes are showing him how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Does it mean he mamish killed him or not? Does it mean the Gemara is being choyza? Does it mean that the Gemara says, you're choyza to get drunk? I said, no, 1 second. That year, it's what happened. The people got killed. Therefore, do not get drunk. There's a shayla had to learn Rishon. Okay. So, the Me'iri says that no, chas v'shalom, he killed him. He zichah didn't kill him at all. None of us. He was a choyza. He was very, very ill. They drank so much. Yeah, it says shachte, it's loshon schita. He drank so much. He got very ill. He davened, he got better. But there's no... Never was he ever dead in the story. So if you're never dead in the story, then this Gemara is irrelevant to our share today. The Marashah as well brings down that he made him drink so much until he got ill, and it's called Shechita because he drank from his neck and you shecht him in his neck. But really, he was never dead. So again, if you're the Marashah as well, no Shechita. Oba the Ram and the Balamor learn the Gemara Kavshutai.
What's the next?
He was very, very ill. He got better, so you don't want to put his own matzah sakona, and therefore you don't want to happen again. He was rather, it wasn't Gushmak. Like the Hatzalah calls you're going to get tonight, they're quite severe. Okay, Chas v'Shalom, you won't get them. But that's, the Ram and Balamor learned, Imam, he died. He died, and he brought him back. And therefore, they say, again, you could argue maybe he did get married again, but they say no one ever sees Reb Zeira's second chasana, and therefore we're assuming he stayed married. Vice versa, his husband dies, gets alive again, no need for second chasana. And therefore, Hu Adin, by Reb Chaskel Rot, we would not understand Pshat's story, why he had to get remarried. Because he died, came back alive, he wasn't buried in between, and the Chayyab be Tzush to Reb Zeira, and therefore we're still a bit shver why Reb Chaskel Rot needs to get married. The Ben Yodah brings another riot.
In the valley there, the Chaskel, all the Meisen, which is got up from Trisa Meisen, they have.
I've got a bit more extreme story. Says the Ben Yodah. The Gemara on Shabbos Pei Ches and Beis.
Yeah.
Shabbos Ches and Beis is Matan Torah. And they're all about Matan Torah. Paruch HaMishmas. The whole Klal Yisrael died on the spot. So, says the Ben Yodah, look, though, Hashem says, afterwards, they were offered to their wives before. It says, go back to your wife. So, whoa. If when you die, you're now open, you're now back on the Shidduch market, then for the whole big balagan, no going to wife. Now, let's look around. Let's see. We have a whole shit of crisis, and it'll be a big batzer. Shatchanim will make a lot of money, and we'll start again. Lo shaman was alas as Ben Yodah. Good time, no? But there was still a form of issues. There was a form of issues when the pogish up a shuk and the Rambam brings down. There's something there. And therefore, Zok Ben Yodah advised those from the Gemara and Shabbos that even if someone dies, there's no need to get remarried again. Otherwise, Otamat Torah would have been a gross free-for-all. And even before that, Moshe was still married to his wife. They had a taina against Moshe that was purged from his wife. What was the taina? He was no longer married because she died in interim. It's Mefurish. What did he say? No, his wife. His wife. Okay. So the Mefurish, that Parakhanesh Masa is not going to make you have to do a new Kedushin. So we're still muttering Pshat and B'chaskarot. Okay. Now let's go slightly another topic connected to this topic. We said the Gabbai Leonovi, that Leonovi was Taka, his wife is mutter to get remarried. His wife and Shuva Levi's wife, they are not next to a person anymore. And so we have a difference between Leonovi and Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is still married, Leonovi is no longer married. Yeah, that's what we've established so far. The Gemara Barachas Daf Memvav. The Gemara Barachas brings down that Reb Zeira was very ill. And Reb Avoh came to visit him. Reb Avoh said, I'm so sorry you're ill. I'm going to daven you should get better. And if you get better, Mid Shem, I'm going to make a huge feast, a huge Suda de Rabbanon. And Baruch Shem, he got better, and they make a huge party. One in Brachas Daf Memvav. And he told Reb Zeira, listen, you're the guest of honor. I'm asking you, you should be the one to bench Hamotzi on the bread. Yeah, you're the guest of honor here. You should be the one making Hamotzi. Reb Zeira said back to him, I don't understand. There's halacha, the balabai is about tzeah. I mean, in the olden days, but tzeah means you're being moiked to everyone with the bracha. Nowadays, the world perhaps, but you should be one making the bracha. So he's okay. I stand corrected. You're right. The balabai should be about tzeah. No problem. And then he came to benching. So he said to him, Reb Zeira, you're the man of honor here. You should be the one to bench. And he said, no. I hold that the person who benched, who washed, who was moiked us in the hamotzi, should be the one to bench. And he said, okay, and therefore Reb Zeira doesn't bench at all. Freik the Aderes, in a letter he wrote to Reb Chaim Berlin, he doesn't understand. why was he not mechaber b'zera to Ben for a different reason? Because there's Yerushalmi in Brachas, Per Gimel, who said b'zera was a kohen. There's a din v'kidashtoi to all kohanim, and therefore he's supposed to be mechaber. And that tainah never gets a mention in Gemara Brachas. Doesn't get a look in that Reb Zera should be benching because he's a kohen. Why not? Says the Aderes in the letters of Chaim Berlin. I'll tell you why not. Because the Gemara Brachas took place after the Gemara Megillah Dafzai. And therefore, Reb Zera had already been through a very near-death experience, or a death experience. And therefore, halachically, perhaps, he had lost his kohenishaft when he died. And when he became alive again, he was no longer a kohen. A kohen is someone who's born from parents who are kohen. These guys aren't born to anyone. He's just a fresh guy. I know it. When Megillah thought that there is, Reb Zera wasn't a kohen anymore. He's not a kohen, and therefore, you're not allowed to get the word that I mentioned, we'll cover him, a din kohen. Gewaldig. Aber.
If after Matan Torah, there would be no kohen.
Aber the Gemara of Leonovi. Gemara of Leonovi, in Bavim Tzir, Kuf Yudalat. The Gemara says that Rabba Baravua found Leonovi in a Beit HaKvaros. And he says to him, I don't understand, Leonovi, are you not a kohen? And he says back, nah, I'm not really a kohen. I hold like the opinion, I know I'm a kohen, but I'm in a goyish of Beis HaChaim, and I hold that Shem Barachai, that a keva akum is not matama, and therefore I'm allowed to be here. But we have a mafurish here, a machlokes between the Gemara and the Aderet, so it can't be, but we have between Reb Zera and Elio. Elio Novi is still a kohen. He never answered him back that no, once I went to Shemayim, I became Ois kohen. And my friend came Reb Zera, when he died, became Ois kohen. So, right now, we've got a shtickle double contradiction between Elio Novi and Reb Zera. Elio Novi is no longer married, but he's still a kohen. And Reb Zera is still married, but he's not a kohen. Yeah? So again, it's not really a steer, because they both underwent different things. Yeah? Elio Novi, he went to Shemayim, he never really died. There's a din, Eishes Re'eyu, and his wife, he's not Re'eyu anymore. Moshe Enkein, Reb Zera went through a death process, and that death process, so to speak, made him Ois Kohen. And they explain Elio Novi, Kilu has two states. He can be in Shemayim, he can be down here. When he's down here, he seamlessly comes back into the body he left, and therefore he's still a Kohen. Moshe Enkein, he never died, got reborn, and therefore it's not really a contradiction. We have to bear in mind, there's two different Mahalchim in people not being here. You can be dead and come back alive, or you can just be in a Elio Hanovi Dik state, and they both have different halachas. Elio Hanovi is no longer married, no longer Israel, but she's still a Kohen, and a person is still married, but no longer a Kohen. Okay. There'd be a riot, another riot, that someone who's dead is still married to his wife, like Reb Zera, from Yerushalmi and Gittin. This is the Chidah's riot, Rabbi Yosef. Yerushalmi, all this raises the Pitchit Shuvah, beginning of Ebenezer Yisim Yuzayim. The Yerushalmi brings down, someone gives a get to his wife, Almanas, that I don't come back in 12 months. So he's going on a trip, he says, if I don't come back in a year's time, I'm giving you a get, which will be Chal from now, and therefore she's safe, she's not worried that he'll get lost, or she'll be Aguna forever, because if he doesn't come back, at least she'll have her get. And then he dies in the 12 months. So what's a Shaila? Chora, on every tzad, she can get remarried. If the Vart is, he's not going to come back, so either the get's Chal from now, or she's not Mona, but either way, she's Zicha Muteres Hashuk, Lechora, because there's no husband anymore, and he's Zicha not coming back. Shaila is, would she be Zochak for Yibba, maybe, that was a Shaila. i.e. is a get chal lemafreya, or is it just when he dies she becomes lamana? But it seems to be, according to every simple understanding, if someone makes a zah tanai with his wife and he dies in the interim, he will never be mekayim in his tanai, and therefore the get should be chal straight away. Rabbi Yossi says, no, she can't get remarried. Why on earth can she not get remarried? Yeah, we just explained, according to every tzad, she should be fine. He's dead, he's not coming back, there's no issues. So Rabbi Yossi, maybe a miracle will happen, and he'll come alive, and he'll come back. So if he comes back, the marriage will remain. And therefore, maybe the Tanai will still be Makoya. You don't know with certainty, even though he may look like he's dead, but we often find people who are dead who come back alive. Yeah, it's quite a meal at this. But therefore, now.
Anyone.
No, that's easier maybe. Mm-hmm. Why can Amana get remarried? Unless you say here, it's handling the get, it's not an amana. It's not a good get, because there might be Makoyim. Could be Al Samana, she's not married now, the Maisa. But Al Getcha boy, he's arguing maybe he'll return if. But I'm going to be at one point, the Chadabi, the one point out from this Gemara, from this Yerushalmi, that if you hold when the guy is dead and come back, they're no longer married, then it's not negated, the whole shayla. Because if he does come back, I don't care. In the interim, he was dead. And therefore, from the fact, says the Kedah, that the Tanaim which is handling there, is there a tzad to come back or not, it's clear if he would come back, they'll remain married, no problem. Elamai, that Reb Zeira, was still married, and someone who's assassinated is still married, and therefore, you cannot find from here an understanding why Reb Chasda Rot would have to get married again. Because everyone seems to say, even if you're dead, if you come alive again, that you are still married. So the only pshat I found was in Reb Chanan Wasserman. Chanan Wasserman brings down this rate. He brings down Kerit Shurim in Chedet Beis, Simon Chavchet. Talked about him, Ashes Eliyahu Muteris. And he says as follows. The Chukas Yashem brings down that Ashes Eliyahu Novi and the wife of Jobin Levi are married. The Ashes Re'eyu Ksiv V'loi Ashes Malach. And they're not people, and therefore the wives can get remarried, like we mentioned earlier. Freit v'chon l'kasha on this Chukas Yashem. This is slightly complicated, so I apologize, but we have to try and understand Pshat M'chaz Korot, and this is going to be the Pshat. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara has a Shaila. Minolon the Misas Habal is matir the lady to get married. The Gemara looked for a source that when the husband dies, the lady can get remarried again. And I learned that from a get. Just like get is matir, so to Misas matir, the Hekesh. Fair Bechanan, I don't understand. If someone's dead, he's zicha, not Re'ehu anymore. And therefore, if there's a din, that it has to be Re'ehu to Asa. And therefore, Eliyahu Novi, who's not Re'ehu, his wife is Muteres. Why does the Gemara need to bother to find a source that when someone is dead, their wife can get remarried? Tepukle, from this made-up pasuk Re'ehu, that they can get remarried. So Rav Chanan says, Mefurish, from the fact that the Gemara bothers to try and find a source that Misa allows a wife to get remarried, that Eliyahu Novi should not be able to get remarried, because without the source, she would still be married. And even though a dead person is not Re'ehu. Therefore, obviously, this Re'ehu is not true. And therefore, Rav Chanan asks on the Trumas Hadeshen, how can you say, make up a drosha Re'ehu, that Eliyahu Novi is not Re'ehu, and therefore his wife is Muteres? It's Mefurish from the Gemara needing a limud that someone dead can get remarried, someone to dead's wife can get remarried, that in itself is not a good enough reason. Elamai. He says, from the Gemara it seems like that you can only get remarried if you have a Maisa Hamateres, which means, like a get is an action that makes you permitted, Huadin Misa is an action that makes you permitted. And therefore the fact that you just haven't got a husband anymore because he disappeared to Gan Eden is not enough of a reason to allow you to get remarried. And Amai, he's Choylik on the Shulchan Sadeshen from this Kasha, and he says Eliyahu Novi's wife would not be able to get remarried, because there was no matir, but you need to have a matir of a get or a misa. That's what Rukhanam says in the article session. Then, he goes on to make this a machlekes rishonim, this far. I'll mention it in 2 minutes, it's slightly complicated. He makes machlekes ramah and beis Yosef, and it's going to come out from here a nafkamina for Reb Zeira, because if you learn, not like Rukhanam says, and if you learn like Reb Chanan, that death is a maisa hamateres. It's irrelevant if you're around, you're not around, you're A, you're not ready. No, like when you give a get, it's finished. Who are then? When you die, it's finished. There will come out that Reb Zeira's wife should have to get married again. It will come out that Bechasterot's wife should have to get married again. Because he's learning, it's not that if there's a connection, you can stay married. He's learning that as long as someone died, that was matter them. Like a get is matter them to get married. The Maisa Misa is like a Maisa get. And the Maisa Misa is matter you. The reason why it's chaylik contradiction by the Arnavi is the reason why you should hold by Reb Zeira that you are allowed. And no, I'm not even good. It's a complicated riot from Avodim.
The condition is the chadish the whole time.
That's what the other person holds. That's what chaylik. Basically, we're showing about that. Is the var that this kaseidik a marriage and therefore? There's a Maisa Mater. Once that finishes over, and therefore, so if you want to look it up, it's Kodesh Surim and Simon Chavches. It means like it's Ramah and Beis Yosef in Yerdeh to Reish Tamachlan. What? So Faket, you're asking a kasha on the whole premise, the whole shit.
Yeah.
You hold by Har Sinai, everyone became mutter.
It's Chamishna.
But they're tiny. It's only a Misa that ends up in a Misa forever. It's only a Misa that will end up with the guy not being around. Well, but a Misa, when he comes back, you don't say that. That's what they're...
Well,
I mean, all the Ma'amar Kodesh, you're saying Chaskel has a Mishnah, but I think all the Ma'amar Kodesh is whole Nishtasli. Yeah, the Ben Yoda and the Pesach Tshuva and the Chiddah, and everyone says that it's that you don't need to get remarried again. You're saying the Chiddush. Lo Shemanu, Moshe Sternbach thought was the most funny thing in the world. That's what you get married in Moldova.
Also, Reb Chaim, when he heard the Zohar from his Talmud, Reb Chaim, he went to hear Shemavatol.
What do you mean?
Because Reb Chaim said the Zohar about the Kiddush is
oh, very good.
The Shemavatol, I heard you just got married.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, kids, it's Machlokes we're showing him here. That's Ben Yoda Taina. So the Ben Yoda Taina is klal, not from Torah, not like Dudi, that by Rosh Torah they were still married. That's a good Taina. But Akaponim, I just found you the Svara and the source why Chaskarot would get remarried is because it is a tzad to learn that Misa is a Misa Matir. Also Dudi holds like also. So Dudi and Chaskarot and Rabbi Chonon hold that Misa is a Misa Materis, and therefore if someone died they would no longer they would be married, they could therefore get remarried, they could get remarried to someone else, they wouldn't need to get Adkan. So the chaz are over. Eliyahu HaNavi was still a Kohen because he never really died, and therefore as soon as he comes back to this world, still a Kohen. Rabbi Zeira perhaps was not a Kohen because once he died he was no longer the same person he was. Rabbi Chaim Geshki is in Shilas handles, do you need a Tavos Dam Bris when you become alive again? You're like, you're a new person, you never had a Bris Mila before. Ah, you had a Bris Mila before, okay, you know the Mohol. So you know the Mohol, you do a Tavos Dam Bris. He has, Imam declares it in the Zeva, in Zeech HaZadeh. We don't pass Kanazai, pass upon him, that's the raid. Shkoi for listening, everyone. Afraid of comparing to you all.